KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team up next. Looking for a career, not just a classroom? At Flint Hills Technical College, they don't just prepare you for a job, they help you land one. With a 97% job placement rate, FHTC graduates aren't wondering what's next. They're already working in high-demand fields. Hands-on training, industry connections, real results. Flint Hills Technical College. Your future starts here.
KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Very high fire danger today. Outdoor burns either discouraged or banned depending on the county. Partly sunny, blustery today with a high of 66 degrees. Lots of cloud cover develops tonight, but the winds calm down, a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny, relatively calm with a high of 64. Rain chance Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny and 63. And Friday, sunny and 72. That's your forecast on KVOE, live and local.
Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
And we welcome you into the Talk of Emporia this Tuesday morning. Tegan Trahoon here with you today, being brought to you in part, as always, by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone that has the ability to make your event a success and call Bobby D's today. And also, Newman Regional Health, quality health care close to home. That's Newman Regional Health. Well, today on the Talk of Emporia, the fuzz is in the studio as we are welcoming in representatives of the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. They probably aren't going to appreciate that comment, but, you know, I've known one of our guests long enough. I think I can get away with it. I want to welcome in Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope. Jeff, good to see you. Thank you for being here today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Also want to welcome in Lyon County Sheriff's Office Captain Zach Schaefer. Zach, great to see you.
Good morning.
Well, we have a few other guests in here I want to get to here in a minute, but I really want to start with the two of you about why we're here today. And that is last Thursday during the Lyon County Commission meeting, you guys had a very special presentation. And as I understand, Zach, the presentation kind of came out of an idea that you started here for a recognition program. Can you just talk a little bit about this?
So we kind of developed the program to kind of set the tone for the service that the public deserves and to recognize when our employees go above and beyond the expectation. And when they, a lot of public service work doesn't get seen, like the mental health work and the case follow-up stuff and stuff like that. So this is a way that we can let our officers and civilian staff know that we see the work they do and that we appreciate them.
So this is a recognition program, and can you explain, like, what is the exact title of this program? Is it kind of employee of the year, employee of the month? How does it work?
Well, we started it to be a yearly, an annual event, and we recognize a civilian employee of the year, a detention officer of the year, a detention supervisor of the year, a deputy of the year, and a commission supervisor of the year.
So four different categories there. That's pretty impressive.
Five.
I mentioned before we came on the air, I'm dyslexic, I can't count. So, Jeff, to be able to kind of recognize people from all different aspects of the work that you do, you know, you mentioned the civilian, the detention center, the deputies, and everything else in between. I mean, that's got to be really great morale booster for everybody involved in your agency.
Well, I think it was giving everybody the time to self-reflect and say, hey, you know, what's going on around the office, and it was really an opportunity that I found that I learned a few things, you know, about people that maybe I didn't get to know on a regular basis, and it was actually very competitive. The We did nominations from all the team members throughout the office, and then we took the top three nominations, and then those went to a vote by their peers within the office, and those was very, very competitive. So not only, you know, are we recognizing the five here today, but there was a lot of others that were recognized by making the list, so to speak. So
to be able to do that, too, in front of the Lyon County Commission and really get to showcase your officers, your detention staff, your civilian employees, how important do you think it is for them to be able to see what they're helping to support? You know, because every year you have to come in there and talk about your budget and the needs that you need for your team to be successful. For them to see and hear these stories about these individuals that represent that team, I got to imagine is a great boost for them as well.
Well, and I just felt that was necessary. If we're going to recognize the great team members that we have, you know, the deputies, they're the ones that have the most public contact maybe on a daily basis and the public really sees. But we can't accomplish the mission without all the work that's done in the detention center and, quite frankly, the fantastic work that's being done back there. And then on the civilian side, you know, the taking care of all the administrative stuff on the back end and evidence and things like that. It's just, they're very important roles. They're not seen in the public. And, you know, when you talk detention and stuff, if you're not on the news, that's good news. But there's just a lot of positive things happening.
Basically, I like what you said there. You can't accomplish the mission without the whole team. And there's so many different avenues. How important also, and Zach, I kind of want to bring you in on this as well. How important is it for people to see all the different levels? Because I think when they think of the sheriff's office, they just think of the sheriff, the undersheriff, or the deputies. You know, they don't realize how much or how many other facets there are to this organization at the detention center, you know, behind the screens, behind the scenes, however you want to put it. You know, there's so many different levels to it. And how important do you think it is for people to get that knowledge, Zach?
Me, personally, I like to brag on our detention staff and the work they do. This is just an example from this weekend that no one gets to see except for people that are inside. I got told that a couple of my officers were in a pod, an inmate pod, and they took it upon themselves to do worship with them. Nobody sees that. That's very powerful to see officers and inmates sitting together talking about the Lord. It doesn't matter your religious views or anything. That's powerful.
Well, and I think that sometimes, you know, I've brought up on this show many times, we talk about certain topics, and unfortunately those topics are depicted in media a lot of times. Jeff, you'd kind of mentioned when it comes to the detention center, you know, no news is good news, but sometimes it feels like the only news we ever hear is bad or controversial, or if you see it in media or television, things like that, there's always a negative component to it, especially within the actual detention centers. How important do you think it is to be able to show that positive side and that the people that are working in these detention centers, they are good people who truly want to help the people that are there?
Oh, they're fantastic people, and we need to recognize that, because I often tell people that you know that their title might be detention officer, but really they're a pastor, a custodian, a nurse, psychologist, you name it, they're doing all those things for the inmates, and keeping them safe and making sure that they're staying healthy. And that's a requirement of ours, but you just don't walk into that job and say, hey, I'm going to do that because it's a paycheck. They go into it because they truly have that servant heart for helping people, and this is a fantastic opportunity for them to do it.
Well, talking also about your deputies, I mean, there's also a lot of things they do behind the scenes that people don't see, aside from, you know, when the sirens go on or if they're heading out to an accident or something like that. There's so many more facets to that job. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that are maybe not seen by the public that your deputies do, the ones that are out in the field every day?
Well, what the public doesn't see is the amount of work that goes into the cases, to the follow-up, the interactions with victims as they work through the process and gather information. And then, you know, they maybe don't see them changing the tire on the side of the road. That doesn't make the big news, or helping somebody out of a snowdrift, or, you know, they're out there 24/7, 365 days a year on holidays, and they're missing some of that time with their families, and they're making sacrifices for the community and to help the community. You know, when we're sitting at home enjoying our turkey dinner, and they're helping somebody to get to that turkey dinner, but they're missing their own turkey dinner, you know, that speaks volumes of just the type of people that we have, and I can't be more proud of all of them.
Yeah, I've had a lot of friends, I've had family who are in the law enforcement or first responder field, whether it's firefighting, law enforcement, EMTs. And the one thing that one of my dear friends, one of my cousins actually, told me was, I just wish people understood how much we sacrifice so that other people's lives can go on. And I think it's important to note that there is far more than what some people see as writing speeding tickets or pulling you over or making arrests. They really are trying to change people's lives on a daily basis.
Well, that's our goal, is we just want to keep Lyon County a safe place to raise a family. And, you know, many of them have children. You know, you'll see them out. They're in the schools with their kids. They're in the daycares. They're maybe little league coaches, you know, playing soccer, doing things in the community. And so we're just part of the community.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and go to our first break here on the Talk of Emporia. When we come back, we're going to talk with four of the five individuals recognized last week with these awards through this recognition program, again, started here at the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. So make sure you stay tuned. We've got more Talk of Emporia coming your way here shortly. Again, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health.
I'm Dr. Michael Loy with Newman Regional Health Cardio.
Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue is open on Sundays, a perfect day for church groups, life groups, family, and friends to gather for some great-tasting barbecue. Just call ahead if you need a large table. Enjoy their full menu along with some special menu items just for Sundays. Bobby D's also caters on Sundays. Visit their Facebook or website each week for the Sunday specials. Dine in or carry out. They look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue in downtown Emporia.
February is Heart Health Month, and Newman Regional Health invites you to a community heart health event on February 25th from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Clint Boyer Building. Meet local experts for one-on-one guidance, free blood pressure checks, and resources on stress tests, sleep studies, and prevention. Enjoy heart-healthy snacks and hear a special heart talk from Dr. Lloyd, Dr. Fearon, and Adam Galindo. Call 620-341-7781 to sign up today and take steps toward better heart health.
We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM. Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
And we're back here on the Talk of Emporia this Tuesday morning. Tegan Trahoon joined in the KVOE studios by representatives of the Lyon County Sheriff's Office as we are talking about a recently awarded recognition program that took place last Thursday at the Lyon County Commission meeting. We talked with Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope just a moment ago. Also, Captain Zach Schaefer, who had the idea for this recognition program, and I think very appreciated and well done for you, Zach. I think that's a great thing that you've done here. And now we're going to turn our attention to the individuals who are recognized with this recognition program. We want to start with Detention Officer, I'm going to try and make sure I get it right, Montserrat Ambrose. I promise I will get it. I promise. Officer Ambrose, thank you so much, first and foremost, for being here today, and congratulations on your recent recognition.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So can you tell us exactly what your recognition was?
So the title was Detention Officer of the Year.
Very good. So can I ask what made you decide that this was the line of work you wanted to go into?
So currently I'm going to school to be a forensic scientist of some sort.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I got into this line of field because I graduated with my bachelor's in crime and delinquency studies from ESU. So this was the job for me, I felt like, at the time. So, yeah.
So kind of a stepping stone in a way.
Right, yeah.
I like that. Can I also ask, it seems like law enforcement, forensics, all those kinds of things, it seems like it's very important to you. What kind of triggered that fascination or that desire in you? And how old were you when you kind of realized that's the path you wanted to follow?
So I'm an Emporia native, so I went to Emporia High School here.
High five. Spartans.
Yes. So in high school, it just... You know, you get through, like, the careers, and you get to see what kind of sort of career fits you, mm-hmm. and this is just the path that I chose to take.
Was there anything particular that stood out to you to where you kind of had that click in your head where it's like, yes, that's what I want to do?
I think the common answer is you see the crime shows, and mm-hmm. you get stuck on them, and you think they're really interesting, and I think that was the start of it, but also you get into the classes, and you learn that it's much more than a TV show, so yeah.
Absolutely. So when it comes to your career so far at the detention center, I mean, how long have you been there?
So right now I'm sitting at a year and 7 months.
Wow. Is it tougher than what you expected? Is it different than what you had expected? Did you have any expectations going into that?
The expectation I had going into this was it's going to be a learning curve for me. Mm. So I was never really into like law enforcement, but getting into this career, you get to learn like what it's all about and how tough you have to be mentally.
Sure. So obviously it is a bit of a difference between what you want to do and what you're doing currently. What led to you being in this position? Was there somebody who kind of pushed you towards it? Was there somebody who suggested it? How did that go about?
Not really somebody pushed me towards it. I just decided to do it to see if it was something I was able to do. So, yeah.
Kind of a challenge, a personal challenge.
Right, yeah.
I like that. What is the most rewarding part of your job?
I think leaving every day safe is very rewarding.
When it comes to interactions with the inmates and things like that, you know, we had Captain Schaefer just a little bit ago talking about, obviously, there are things we don't see. And good things, you know, yeah. Fellowshipping with inmates, you know, worshiping with them, things like that. What has been some things that you've interacted with inmates before that's maybe been surprising to you or maybe made you feel better about the job you're doing?
We get a lot of inmates that are mentally not aware of the actions they do.
Suffer from some mental illness of sorts.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of those kind of inmates. And coming into this, you don't really realize that you're going to have a whole lot of those interactions. Mm-hmm. So just you have to put yourself in a situation where you have to just be human and not just a detention officer. You have to meet with them on a one-on-one.
You may be in charge, but it doesn't mean you have to act like it.
Right. Yeah.
I can respect that a lot. I think another big question that I have here is, what is one of the most challenging things about your job that maybe people don't realize just from the outside looking in?
There's a lot of communication that goes on with people that are at their lowest point in their lives. When we greet them or meet them at the detention officer. So, yeah, it can be hard mm-hmm. to communicate with people like that, but you have to learn how to.
So I want to ask this next question, and I want to be clear. I don't want it to come across as rude, so please bear with me.
Yeah.
But being a female in a detention office or in a detention center, does that add any extra layer of concerns for you, or was there concerns that you had going into it, and do you feel as though they were warranted or not?
Being a female working in this field can be pretty challenging some days. A lot of the days it's okay. Like, mm-hmm. you get through it. You have your team there with you sure. that have your back, so...
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that. I guess another question is, when it comes to how people would describe you doing your job specifically, you know, what do you hope they say about you, or what do you hope that they take away from seeing you in your line of work, and, you know, what do you hope the impression is?
It's a rough job some nights. I work night shifts, so, yeah, it can be pretty challenging. I just hope that I can bring a sort of positivity to everybody after, like, having to deal with difficult situations and just boost everybody up and make them feel better and just get with them if they're down on themselves, like, just checking in on people.
Well, we want to say congratulations to you, and thank you so much for the work that you do every day. We know it's not easy, and there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into it, but we're glad to have folks like you on the job, and thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, and best of luck here in your future.
Thank you so much.
That is Detention Officer Montserrat Ambrees joining us here. Did I get it?
Yes.
Yes! We all waited with bated breath. Detention Officer Montserrat Ambrees joining us here today. I'm going to turn my attention to the opposite side of the table here now, as we are happy to welcome in Detention Sergeant Mario Sandoval. And, well, Mario, first and foremost, thank you as well for being here today. Again, as we said to Officer Ambrees, we said to Sheriff Cope, Captain Schaefer, we know how busy you all are, so we appreciate you carving out a little time for us here so we could just kind of talk with you and get to know you a little better.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be here, and thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, we are very interested to kind of hear about what exactly your role here is at the detention center. I mean, detention sergeants, obviously, that I would imagine means some sort of supervisory role, correct?
Yeah, correct. Okay. Pretty much just supervisor of a shift.
So how long have you been at the detention center, and when did you become a sergeant?
So here in this upcoming month, in a couple weeks, I'll hit my three-year mark. Oh, wow. And I think I will be going at a little bit over a year as a sergeant.
Well, congratulations to you on that.
Thanks, sir.
So how – you don't have to call me sir. I'm a radio talk show host. It's dude, you're like up here. I'm here.
it's
all good. No, I appreciate it. I'm going to have you bring that microphone just a little closer to you there. Thank you. I think kind of like Officer Ambrees, I'm very curious about what led to you being in this line of work specifically. I mean, has law enforcement always been something you wanted to go into, or is it something you just kind of fell into? How did that come about?
Yeah, so growing up, I thought I was going to become a professional soccer player.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
So that was my dream, but there was something that if soccer didn't play out, law enforcement was kind of what caught my attention. I was young, and I thought being like a DEA officer, FBI agent would be pretty sweet. So I don't know. Ever since I was young, I think if soccer didn't play out, law enforcement was going to be my career.
Well, it's good to know that you had a pretty successful backup career. I mean, not a lot of people have that.
Yeah, of course.
But looking at your initial interest in this, you know, you mentioned you thought a DEA agent, something like that. That's a very dangerous line of work. I mean, it's not something everybody is cut out for. What was kind of the tipping point that made you look at that particular job and say, yeah, I think that's something I would like to do if soccer doesn't work out?
If I'm going to be honest, I think I'm a believer, and I try to move by faith, and since I was young, I always had an attraction towards it. I never really looked at it as, oh, it's dangerous. I just felt like I thought that was kind of like my calling, that I could touch people, that I could not only just be able to help people, be able to make a difference. So naturally, I don't know, that was just kind of placed in my heart and my mind. So
as a sergeant, how many individuals are you in charge of overseeing as a supervisor?
Currently, I have eight people.
Wow. How do you go about managing eight people who are in charge of managing, you know, even more than that, you know, talking just inmates? I mean, how do you kind of navigate the personalities and make sure everybody's on the same page?
Yeah, of course. That's a great question. Actually, I'm learning. I'm still learning. I'm young. I only have so much experience as a supervisor. So I don't like to say that I know it all. Sure. I mean, I'm honest with my people. I tell them that I'm learning with them. But I have really good people that I work with, so they make my job a lot easier.
So how old are you again? 26, is that right?
26.
26 years old,
sir.
And you're already in this position. What is the end goal for you here? I mean, is it staying at the detention center, or are you still working towards maybe a higher level, or, you know, a different agency?
Yeah, so that's something that I think about quite a bit, but I try to just kind of live in the moment. I try not to get ahead of myself. Tomorrow will have its own worries and troubles. I'll stick to where I'm at right now. I'm happy where I'm at. And like I said, I work with great people, so it's really hard to want to leave.
Sure. And remind folks what your specific reward was for here.
Yeah,
or
it was
award, sorry.
It was Supervisor of the Year.
to have somebody say that you are a standout in that regard, I mean, how did that feel to find out you'd won this award, and how did it feel to know that you clearly have a lot of support and a lot of acknowledgement from your fellow officers?
Yeah, it was great. I felt really honored. And I just, all I could do is pretty much thank everybody else, because without them, I wouldn't be in the position that I am now.
So I was told something before we came on the air here, which is kind of interesting, and that is that Officer Ambries was actually somebody that you helped to train. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so I'm going to bring Montserrat back in here. What was he like as a training officer? I got to ask.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. It'll go no further. It's just between you and me.
So he was probably the best trainer that I've had in any sort of job. He really took the time to, like, explain the detention officer role to me. Mm-hmm. And at the time, he was also leading our shift, but he wasn't our supervisor at the title, but he was an acting supervisor. Gotcha. So he had that responsibility on top of training me. And I really am so grateful that he was my trainer at the time.
So now you're 24 years old, correct?
Yes.
26 years old, correct? So how was that dynamic? I mean, you're pretty close in age, and to have somebody who is only 2 years older than you training you and kind of showing you the ropes, was that difficult? Was it interesting? Do you think that helped the dynamic a little bit?
I really think it helped. He also is such a genuinely nice person that...
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, he really just took the time and he cared.
Absolutely. Well, Mario, not to put you on the spot here, but I mean, to hear that from one of the individuals that you trained, I mean, that's got to also feel pretty special.
Yeah, of course. It's awesome. I think that's what it's all about. It's not about me and the award that I got. I get fulfilled when I hear other people say that I've been able to help them a little bit in their path. So it's awesome.
Well, and as you mentioned, that was the reason why you got into this line of work, was it not?
Of course. Yep.
Absolutely. So, well, fantastic. Well, Mario, congratulations to you. Montserrat, congratulations to you as well. And thank you both again for all that you do and for the way that you treat the people in the detention center, as well as really anybody I think would hope. So, you know, it's good to know that we have good people who are helping to try and rehabilitate others. So thank you both so much for your time, and congratulations on your individual awards.
Thank you, man.
We appreciate it. That is Detention Officer Montserrat Ambries, and we were also joined by Detention Sergeant Mario Sandoval. We still have a few more individuals to talk to here on the Talk of Emporia, so make sure you stay tuned. We'll be right back after this final timeout, brought to you again by Newman Regional Health and Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue is open on Sundays, a perfect day for church groups, life groups, family, and friends to gather for some great-tasting barbecue. Just call ahead if you need a large table. Enjoy their full menu along with some special menu items just for Sundays. Bobby D's also caters on Sundays. Visit their Facebook or website each week for the Sunday specials. Dine in or carry out. They look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue in downtown Emporia.
Flu season is here. Don't let it slow you down. If you're feeling under the weather, Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care is ready to help. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and weekends and holidays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. because your health matters every day. Walk in or call ahead at 620-343-7828. Fast, friendly care when you need it most. Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care. Your health, our priority.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tonight, President Trump will lay out his agenda in a State of the Union address. It comes as turmoil over the economy, immigration, and brewing conflicts overseas. Brew.
President Trump speaks in the House chamber tonight, facing significant political headwinds. He's got a tough sales pitch to make to skeptical Americans. The latest ABC News Washington Post poll shows 60% of Americans disapprove of the job he's doing, the highest since he was reelected. A majority of Americans disapprove of the president's handling on key issues, including inflation, tariffs, immigration, and the economy. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The family of Nancy Guthrie has raised the reward by $1 million for information leading to her whereabouts.
Daughter and Today host Savannah Guthrie in a new social media post is pleading for anyone with information to come forward. Much of the Northeast continuing to dig out after a major snowstorm and blizzard. Tens of thousands of customers also remain without power. Areas of Boston received a historic 3 feet of snowfall. This is ABC News.
Good morning, Chuck Samples, KVOA News, with our local news headlines today, brought to you by ESB Financial. Information's online at esbfinancial.com. Established back in 1953, Hopkins Manufacturing for Emporia is now no more. First Brands, the parent company, sending city leaders the Workers' Adjustment and Retraining Official Warning Notice, saying that it closed the plant at 428 Peyton yesterday, 130 employees affected. Voters in USD 417 Morris County's coverage area going to the polls next Tuesday to determine whether a $31.5 million 30-year bond proposal will lead to construction for district schools. And four people face criminal charges in Chase County: Michael Bachman, Tyler Dickerson, Brody Harrison, and Spencer Harshman, after allegations of illegal hunting. Details at 12:05 today. Headlines brought to you by ESB Financial, with information online at esbfinancial.com. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Proud to be a part of Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day.
To all veterans of the United States of America.
14 KVOE, 96.9 FM.
America thanks you for your service.
Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
And we're back here on the Talk of Emporia this Tuesday morning. Tegan Trahoon joined in the KVOA studios by representatives of the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, as we are still talking about the recent recognition program, recognizing employees of the Sheriff's Office from all different levels. Of course, we spoke just a little bit ago with Detention Officer Montserrat Ambriz. We also were joined by Detention Sergeant Mario Sandoval, representing the detention center aspect of the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. Now, we're going to go in a little bit of a different direction here, as we want to welcome in Assistant Emergency Manager Nicole Schlesner.
Yes.
Schlesner.
Yes.
I was so proud of myself. I was like, nailed it. And I was like, no, you didn't. And then I eventually got it. I've been running around trying to get stuff to work here, so I apologize. But Nicole Schlesner, the Assistant Emergency Manager, who received the Civilian of the Year Award just recently. Nicole, first and foremost, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, so Assistant Emergency Manager, does that mean you work with old Jared Fell?
Yep, that's my boss, man.
She deserves two awards for that. If Jared happens to be listening, I think he would agree. But a great, great department you all have there. I mean, really, we talk about the things that people don't see. You know, whenever we're doing severe weather and things like that, the amount of work you all are doing so we can get information to get it out there to people is incredible. And that's not even to mention all the other kinds of situations in which you're called in to work with. And Nicole, I have to ask, first and foremost, what makes somebody want to get into that specific line of work?
In emergency management?
Yeah.
Well, I started upstairs with as an administrative assistant. And then the position came open, and they kind of explained a little bit about what they do. And I was like, sure, I'll learn. So I went downstairs, and then my first goal was to get my Kansas Certified Emergency Management certification. So I jumped on that, and I did about 200 CEUs in 2 years and got my certification through the state.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing. I love that you said, I'll go down and learn. I like that. You know, it seems like this was a learning opportunity that turned into a very good career.
Oh, yes. There's always more to learn.
I like that. So can I ask, before you became a administrative assistant here with the Sheriff's Office, was that something you always wanted to be involved with, was law enforcement or office work? I mean, how did that kind of come about?
Well, I grew up with law enforcement as a father. My dad was a deputy for several years of my life, so I'm kind of used to that environment. My husband was a first responder for 15 years. So when we moved back to Emporia, I was kind of looking for a job, and they had an opening, and I'm like, well, that sounds interesting, and I want to help people.
Sure.
So I was hoping for the opportunity, and I was blessed to get one.
So born into law enforcement, married into law enforcement. So
well, my husband was a paramedic.
Oh, was a paramedic. Yep. Okay, sorry. But still, into the emergency response field.
Yes.
I mean, really.
Yep.
How has that been? I mean, from a family aspect, being able to have that kind of encompassing your life, I mean, that's got to be a great support system to have behind you.
It is. It is. They understand if you have to get called into work or go help hand out weather radios at the fair.
Which, by the way, you all, I don't know what maybe hit you harder, an unexpected storm or the flurry of people coming through there to grab those radios, because they were gone in an instant.
They went quick. 400 were out within 2.5 days.
So. It was pretty impressive, I'll say that. But, another question I have for you is this kind of where you want to be for the rest of your life, kind of in emergency management, hopefully become an emergency manager in the future, or do you have other aspirations that you're working towards?
I'm comfortable where I'm at. I'm not. I have other duties at the sheriff's office. So I always say Jared's, our emergency management office is 1.5. I'm the half. because half of my duties are sheriff's office.
Fair enough. I do payroll.
I help with data entry. I do policies and procedures, and I'm also the evidence custodian for all of the deputies. So I kind of do whatever they tell me to, other duties as assigned.
So I'm going to ask you a question that's normally only asked to us in the news department, and that is, when do you sleep? Like, are you allowed to sleep?
I really enjoy it. I like being able to help everybody. If the jail needs help, I'm happy to go back and help them if they need it. I'll mop the floors. I'll do whatever they need. I'll help with the kitchen. So I'm a giver.
Just want to serve.
Yep.
I can appreciate that. Can I ask, clearly you have a passion for this line of work, whether it's supporting law enforcement, EMTs, first responders, whatever it may be. Had you ever considered going into one of those fields as an officer, firefighter, EMT? Is that something that ever crossed your mind, or is this kind of where you feel like is the right place for you?
I've thought about it, but I kind of like being the person behind the scenes, making sure that I can help them get home safe, making sure that they have what they need, because somebody's got to do it. So
absolutely.
Why not me?
Absolutely. Well, Nicole, we are very thankful and very grateful, and I think very fortunate to have people like you behind the scenes that are making sure everybody's getting home safely. So thank you so much for all that you do. And, we talk about the sacrifice. I don't think we often think about the civilian side of things and the office workers who make a huge difference in the role they play and them being able to do their jobs.
We have a great team. We have a great team.
Oh, that's undisputable. So. Absolutely. It's very easy to see that. But we thank you so much for your time, and we thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.
That is Nicole Schlesner joining us here on the Talk of Emporia, the Civilian of the Year Award recipient here just last week, Assistant Emergency Manager. Again, deserves an extra award just for having to work with Jared Fell. That's That is for sure. I think my phone just went off. Nope, not Jared. Okay, just making sure. I know he listens occasionally. So, but we want to go ahead and turn our attention to our final guest here today, the Deputy of the Year for the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. We want to welcome in Colin Brozek. Colin?
Hey, good morning.
Glad to have you on here with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You look great for somebody who has a two-month-old at home, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I ask, obviously you have a family that you're providing for here. How does that kind of maybe motivate you in your line of work every day? You know, you're obviously keeping people safe, but I got to imagine when you have a family at home, it can be an extra motivator.
I can tell you that it's definitely changed. Coming into work, prior to my son being born, I was kind of had that mindset of like, I'm invincible, you know, kind of thing. And shortly after he was born, I think it was because I took 2 weeks off. It was kind of hard going back to work after that. That, you know, I had to be a lot more cautious, a lot more cognizant of what I'm doing now.
Can I ask how long have you been with the sheriff's office?
I've been with the sheriff's office for 8 years now.
Oh wow!
Yeah, started in the detention center and just worked my way into patrol.
So was law enforcement a line of work you always wanted to go into, or kind of like some of our others, was it either something you just kind of fell into or something that you're using to maybe get somewhere else?
Starting from a young age, I was always interested in the CIS, the NCIS, or what is it, CSI, sorry.
CSI. There is an NCIS as well, so
yes.
I mean, you could have just left it there.
So I've always been interested in, the forensic science side of things, but kind of thought that was out of the realm or out of the reach. Originally came down to Emporia for teaching. I wanted to be a teacher.
Oh, wow.
You see how well that worked out.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I mean, so, you're still kind of teaching people a little bit, you know, right from wrong. I think it still falls under that.
Yeah, and I'm thankfully, I'm an FTO with the sheriff's office, kind of like Mario. So even though it's not in the same, you know, classroom setting, I still get to teach.
Absolutely. So what kind of led from the departure from teaching to law enforcement?
I was actually bartending. I had a bartending job throughout college, and a couple of the guys with the Emporia Police Department would come in, usually on Thursdays, and they like to help us catch, you know, the underage drinkers, and they thought it was so fun that they kind of sweet-talked me into applying. Mm-hmm. I didn't think, because new to the law enforcement, you know, career, I didn't think that patrol was the first step, so I actually started as a detention officer.
So what's I'm trying to think of the right way to phrase this. What was the your initial reaction to stepping into the detention center in that role, and how has it maybe changed over the last 8 years?
It was completely different from, you know, what you see on the news or what you see on TV. I mean, it's one thing to watch it, but it's another thing to, you know, personally experience it. I would say it's definitely, especially because of, you know, the current state of the media and how you know, law enforcement is viewed right now. It hasn't made the job any easier. But I don't know how to put it. But no, it just we have a fantastic group of guys here, and I think that's what makes the job a little bit easier for us.
So when did you make the transition from detention center to being out in the field as a deputy?
I worked in the detention center for about 3 years, and kind of I could hear all the stories that, you know, the patrol guys were talking about, you know, the camaraderie that they had whenever they came in, and I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to, you know, get outside. No offense to you, Mario, but staring at four walls all day isn't what I want, you know, wanted to do all my life. So that was kind of the driving force I just wanted to get outside and actually help people.
I like that you mentioned the camaraderie, because that is something that we see in the law enforcement profession, the first responder profession, the military profession, whatever have you. The camaraderie is something I hear from a lot of people. They talk about that. How important is that also as a motivator to be able to do your job every day, knowing that you're going out there with your brothers and sisters and, you know, in law enforcement?
It's no different than having a family at home, right? You've got family at home that, you know, you care for, that cares for you. It's the same thing at work, right? We rely on these guys every day, especially for us in the county, right? I could be, you know, 30 minutes away from my closest backup, right?
Sure.
And so I have to have respect and faith in, you know, the guys that I'm working with to know that, you know, they'll get there as soon as they can. They've got my back. So we put a lot of weight on each other, and it kind of requires us to work like a family.
Absolutely. I guess my biggest question for you is, what's the most rewarding part of your job every day? I will say, we all know going home to your family, that's a good answer, but Ambrose took that away from you. So
okay.
We can't – no duplicates.
honestly, and I think that this award that they decided to start doing really brings it to light. It's nice knowing that – our, you know, supervisor staff, that Sheriff Cope, that Zach, who's, I mean, done all of these positions before, understand or appreciate, you know, the work that we're putting in, that it doesn't go unnoticed. So that is probably one of the most rewarding, is that they see all the hard work that we're putting in.
You know, I kind of wanted to ask this question to everybody, and I apologize, I'm going to have to dump it on you alone, but, I mean, is that something that can often happen in this line of work, that you mentioned the media, and obviously a lot of times the only time we're hearing about people in the law enforcement profession is when something negative happens, and it usually falls on everybody, even if you live 10,000 miles away from where that incident may have occurred. Do you think it's easy in your minds to start to think that people don't see what you're doing or don't appreciate what you're doing every day?
In Lyon County, I don't think it's that bad. I think we have a fantastic community that I don't feel a whole lot of the fallback or, you know, what's going on, what's on, you know, CNN or Fox. I don't feel that. Of course, I'm not in, you know, Coke's position where I have to worry about all the politics, but
sure.
At least on the road, on patrol, when I'm interacting with people on whether it be traffic stops or, you know, I'm helping them fix a tire, get gas, I don't feel a lot of that backlash or anything like that.
Feel the appreciation.
Yes.
Well, my last question for you is when it comes to your job, you know, what is it that you hope, if somebody could sit down and talk with you, kind of like we're doing right now, what's something you hope they would take away from that about what you do and the people that you work with?
I mean, the biggest thing is that we're people, too. You know, we have families. We hate going to Walmart just as much as everybody else.
I love going to Walmart. What are you talking about?
No, we're just normal people that genuinely, you know, want to help somebody else other than ourselves. And just understand that, I mean, just yes, we are just doing our job, but there's a purpose behind that. I think the biggest thing, and hopefully like this broadcast will put that to light, that we have a purpose for, you know, why we do traffic stop or why we write tickets. It's not just to discipline or, you know, to ruin somebody's day. So if we patrol, say, like I-35, right, we have a lot of people like speeding through that area.
Sure.
Usually we'll hit that area because we know that there's a lot of accidents, right? Speeding usually leads to accidents. So we patrol that area. We may issue tickets, right? Because our end goal is to reduce traffic collisions, right? We want people to go home at the end of the day. So that's kind of one of our main objectives is it's not so much to punishment. It's more of a deterrent because we know what could happen.
You're trying to save lives, even if that means making somebody a little irritated that day. I think that's a fair price to pay for getting home safely. And I think that was beautifully worded. So well said there. Colin, congratulations on your recent recognition. And just like everybody else in here, thank you so much for what you do every single day. And while it may not always be the most pleasant experience if we have to see you out on the roads, I hope people understand why you do what you do and really the implications of what you do. And so thank you so much for everything and the sacrifice that you do. And congratulations again on the new family.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Deputy Colin Brozik, the Deputy of the Year through the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. Again, we were also joined by Detention Officer of the Year, Montserrat Ambrose. We were joined by Supervisor of the Year, Maria Sandoval, and the Assistant Emergency Manager and Civilian of the Year, Nicole Schlesner, here today. I also want to say thank you to Lyon County Captain Zach Schaefer, Sheriff Jeff Cope for joining us here on the Talk of Emporia today. Got to get you all back out there because you got work to do. So we appreciate you being in here, but time to go. So we're going to call it a day here on the Talk of Emporia, but thank you to all of you in here, all of our law enforcement officers, our first responders, EMTs, our military personnel. We thank you all so much for the sacrifices that you have to make in order for us to live our lives the way that we do. So thank you so much to all of you, and that's going to wrap up the Talk of Emporia this Tuesday morning. But make sure you stay tuned right here to KVOE as we do have our 12 o'clock block of news and information coming up shortly, including a check of ABC News, of course, local news with Chuck Samples in the 24-hour KVOE newsroom. We've got sports. We've got weather. We've got so much more all coming your way right here on KVOE, live and local.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. The KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team, up next.
At Bunge, their strength is in their partnerships between farmers and the global marketplace. So when it